Welcome to Cheers, Dears. I'm S. Faxon, and in each episode, I'll be interviewing authors about what makes their books unique, all while sipping their signature drinks, the beverages they recommend we enjoy while reading their works, and one they enjoyed while writing them. So get comfortable, pour yourself your favorite drink, and get ready to Cheers, Dears. In this episode, author and cartoonist Dave Ortega chats with us about capturing the histories of our loved ones and the importance of listening to their tales. That's all coming up right here after this update. So this week really kicks off the season of giving. We just had Giving Tuesday, and we're setting off into the holiday feels. My chat with author Jack Roney last episode inspired me to kick off a mini fundraiser for a local nonprofit called Just in Time for Foster Youth, which you can read more about on my Facebook page at S. Author or on my Buy Me a Coffee profile, buymeacoffee.com/S. I can tell you, I spent most of my adult life working for nonprofits, and truly, every penny donated makes a tremendous difference to them, so anything you can give will make somebody's day. So this past weekend was Comic-Con, and it turned out to be a very fun, albeit interesting weekend, which I talked all about in my newsletter that I released on Monday night. So if you'd like to learn more, send me an email at author@sfaxon.com, and I'll send you the fireside chat video I created where I gave insights into all that happened behind the scenes. But being that this weekend was Comic-Con and with all the hoopla and prep that was involved, I took the week off of interviews and editing. So this week's episode is a throwback to when I only had a YouTube channel. This week's interview with Dave Ortega is premiering on this podcast because Dave's a comic artist, so naturally that made sense with Comic-Con, and has extensively recorded the details of his grandmother's life and her journeys in his comics, so it felt like a really good fit for this week. Next week, I'll be chatting with K.A. Fox, the author of the Murphy's Law series, which I am absolutely in love with. K.A. and I had a great late night interview, and she's just a hoot, so definitely be sure to tune in next week to hear all about her books. And with that, let's jump on into our interview. His comics have been featured at the New York Art Books Festival, the Boston Art Books Festival, and the Latino Comic Expo, and many, many more. His graphic novels and comics and zines bring attention to the Latinx experiences, culture, and history. His name is Dave Ortega, and he is our guest here tonight. Thank you so much, Dave, for joining us here.
Thanks for having me, Sarah.
So, Dave, I've been reading some of your more recent works here, the Días de Consuelo, and these are very special for a lot of reasons, and we'll get into that a bit more later, but you want to tell us a little bit about this story in particular?
Sure. So the story is Días de Consuelo. It's named after my mother's mother, my grandmother, my abuela, Consuelo, who grew up in Mexico, had a very early life in Mexico, in Fresnillo, Zacatecas, which is just north of Mexico City. And it started out kind of as just an oral history project between myself and her, just phone conversations that I would have with her. And I didn't really know how I was going to use that material. I certainly didn't know that I was going to do anything with comics with it. And then the idea took shape over a few years, and I started to work out a script and break down, you know, which areas of her young life I wanted to focus on. And it's fascinating because she grew up during the Mexican Revolution, which I'm now fascinated with, but at the time I had to catch up and learn the history of it. It's basically it was a series of civil wars in Mexico from 1910 roughly till roughly about 1920, and then there was periodic violence in the country afterwards because there was there were issues between the government and the church at that point, which was around the point of her eventual immigration to the U.S. So in a nutshell, it is the story of the young life of my grandmother, as she experienced the tumultuous times of Mexico at that time, with a tight focus, with her and her mother and her sister.
Now, viewers, reasons why this is so special is it's not only Dave's grandma, she was also my great grandma. And it was such an amazing and incredible adventure to see the tumultuous times in Mexico through her eyes, as told through Dave's comic. And it is just such a beautiful experience to, think of anybody who experienced these things to begin with, but let alone that this is my great grandma, that this is my blood, that this is David's blood, who went through these incredible moments in time. One of the stories that really stuck with me was how great grandma had to help create a dress for a priest to wear to try to help him escape out of the city or out of the area where they were. Do you want to talk a little bit about that one in particular?
So that was one of many anecdotes that I got from her in our conversations, and she described this moment where her and her mother were delivering a dress and to someone to a client of her mother's. Her mother was a dressmaker, and she describes as they were walking through the neighborhood, running into a guard and or a police officer, some sort of official, because there was just some heavily controlled a heavily controlled military presence at the time because of all the violence. And then they get to the client's house. It was a rich woman, and they find out that the dress was in fact to disguise a priest. So that he could travel to this place in Mexico called Jalisco, to be safe, because at the time there was increased violence against priests. And my grandmother, our grandmother, told me that the priest didn't make it. The priest did not make it to Jalisco. She found out later. And so as grandma was describing these to me, she has such a vivid way of telling stories, and it conjured up all this imagery in my head. And I guess going back to the original reasons why I started talking to her is because growing up, I heard vague things about the Mexican Revolution and just kind of snippets of stories, and with no real kind of way to place them all. And as I got older, I kind of felt ashamed that I didn't really know anything about the details of that. And so I said, well, why not take on that responsibility and talk to her and get these stories down? And I'm so glad I did, because it was an opportunity to put my spin on it while at the same time honoring the stories and honoring her life, as well as getting an opportunity to talk to her. We don't really, I don't know, as you get older, and as I'm now in Boston and I grew up in El Paso, and it was a nice opportunity to a nice excuse just to be able to call her every week and catch up. And as I tell people, as I talk about this project, is older people really want to tell their life stories, and they're kind of thrilled that anybody would be interested. And that was certainly the case with Grandma. Is it that she was thrilled that anybody would want to be fascinated enough with her life to talk to her on a regular basis, and she was thrilled all the more when she saw these comics begin to come out. So she was able to see four of them before she passed away 2 years ago. She was able to see four of them completely published, and she saw a draft of the fifth one. And yeah, I got her stamp of approval, so I guess that's all I need.
That's fantastic. that's you hit on such a beautiful note there about how important it is to talk to our grandparents, to talk to our elders, how they saw so much in their lifetime. I mean, 40 years from now, we're going to be talking about COVID-19 and quarantine, and those are story. Hopefully, those are stories that are so important, especially from the firsthand experiences. One of the things I learned about that time in Mexico's history is that there was a lot of censoring happening from the media, from the schools. Pancho Villa's history or whatever was really happening was not taught as it was happening amid the revolutions that was happening. So these firsthand stories are so important because those are the people who saw what happened. And from those accounts, we can piece together history and get a better understanding of what did it feel like? How hard were these people working? What did they go through? What did they see? And you did such a beautiful job of this. And I mean, every time I've read them through a few times now, and every time I do, I just think, like, why isn't this used in school? Why aren't kids taught this in their history classes? And why isn't history taught through comics? It's such an engaging way to learn. And I'm a student of history, absolutely love it, but the textbook only held my attention for about 30 seconds before I was dreaming of my next snack I was going to have or what have you. Whereas with this comic book, it's a story, and it's a story told through Abuela's eyes. And that is so beautiful. And one of the things that I really learned from this is really listen, just listen to those stories of our elders, of our grandparents. And if you are creative, find a way to express their stories.
I would agree with that, and I also agree that comics are a great way to tell history, because it's because of the way that our brains work. Comics work the same way that our brains do, as far as taking words and images and using them in this way. It compartmentalizes information the same way that our brains compartmentalize memories. So I feel like it's kind of the ideal, it's an ideal teaching tool. Young people especially, are really tapped into the language of comics. They get it. If people that make the decisions on teaching material, just listen to young people. They're so excited to learn learn through comics, because it's their language. It's what they know. And on a human level, it's how we've communicated forever, since our ancestors were looking up into the sky and making stories out of, making stories out of the constellations, and making pictures out of the stars. And if you go through our history, you see that the Egyptians told pictures within these ways, and tapestries. Medieval tapestries told stories through words and images. So, I mean, there's this long tradition going back through, the course of human history, that we tell stories in this way, and we tell history in this way, and stories get passed down in this way. And to your point about, just talking to the people around you and getting their stories, the people around you that are important to you, as a way of just passing that lore along. At a certain point, if the oral histories aren't written down, they're going to die out. So, if I used to work at a Jewish film archive at Brandeis University, and there was such an importance, there was such a weight to getting histories of family down, you know, because the you had the object lesson of the Holocaust, and you know, so all these Holocaust survivors, there was an importance to get their stories on video, or in some way before they died, because you know, without that history, we're doomed to repeat it. And you know, that's a grim example, but it's a true example, an important example. And you know, on a one-on-one, you know, with anybody doing this with their family, anybody can, you know, just talk and write down stories, or pull out the phone, and you know, and like I said, it's an excuse just to talk with family, because you know, right now I'm sure we're all doing a little more of that. We're all on Zoom calls anyway with them, hopefully, if you have a good relationship with your family. And so you know, it's an opportunity now to get, you know, family stories down, maybe.
It's a great way. And I mean, so many of us are at home with our parents or at home with our grandparents or are not able to be with our parents or grandparents, you know? So like you said, it's a great reason to talk to them. And you know, you're not just fulfilling your need to have contact, you're also fulfilling their need as well, because this is a very difficult time for all of us. And just having that human connection right now was so important. It's so important to reach out to your loved ones and just listen to their stories. Hey, mom, tell me about that time when you were 8. What was that story again? Or just, you know, anything like that, and capture those stories, capture their memories, and who knows, maybe it'll be a phenomenal comic book someday.
Yeah. And also, like, I've done a lot of thinking around this because of the nature of the project. And you know, the relationship that we have with our parents changes as we age. And so now with me, I'm, you know, in my mid-40s, and you know, my own relationship with my parents, which is, you know, been typically kind of up and down, you know, I can look back now and be like, wow, I was a jerk. I didn't really give them a lot of and I kind of see like the struggles that you know they went through, and you know, I have more empathy now for them, and the situation. You know, just raising a kid is tough, at any point. And I tip my hat to my parents. And it becomes like, I guess my point is that, you know, we see our parents, our grandparents, as humans a little more as we age, and as we transition from child to adult. And so I guess my point is that you know, that's important also, to not always, because you don't have that same like us versus them relationship, thank goodness, that you have as a kid, like us against the adults. And you know, because that would be psychotic if you had that as an adult. So you know, it's just a nice way to kind of get a fully rounded picture of the lives of people that are important to you, maybe, to be able to talk to them as an adult. That
Yeah,
makes
and it does. It makes total sense. Yeah, and to honor them and respect them and everything that they went through, because you know, if you have these conversations, you may find out that, hey, life wasn't as peachy keen as you had thought it was when you were a kid, because you have these beautiful kid or teenager, maybe not beautiful teenager lenses on, but you know, you may have seen this much of their reality, whereas their reality was this. And so, you know, having these discussions with our parents or with our grandparents is so important because, like you said, it increases your empathy to what they went through to give you a better life. And, you know, I was reading through number 6 of Dia de Consuelo, and where I think it was number 6, where she was getting the kidney infections. Actually, I don't think I'm on the right number at all, but where she was working so hard that she was dying as a child. And that was just reality for her at that time. And that was the reality for hundreds of thousands of people around the world. But, you know, I really got emotional reading that because that was my great grandma. That was your grandma. And You know, if her mother hadn't just let her rest, you know, would we be here? You know, would we be having this conversation? Because, you know, the medicines that we have today were not available. The laws of labor and having an easier lifestyle as children do today were not a thing at all. And so it's just incredible to read this story and this woman's journey that brought us here and allowed us to be here. It's really incredible, really humbling. And, you know, Dave, from the bottom of my heart, I want to thank you for capturing our grandma and great grandma's story. And I'm sure she is so proud of you and just so her legacy will live on forever because of your comics.
I hope so.
Most certainly will. All right, Dave, well, do you have any closing advice or anything else you'd like to tell to young creatives out there going through our COVID quarantine as it is?
I would just say that if you're thinking about a project like this, or if you're thinking about, you know, making a comic, just there's a ton of resources that are available, you know, on YouTube. You know, if pick up a comic and start developing your tastes, you know, figure out what it is that you like, what you don't like, and figure out, you know, ask questions about, like, why do I like this? Why don't I like that? And, you know, that way you could develop, like, a taste, and you can make that taste a little more sophisticated. And then you can start, you know, seeking out the authors and the artists that you do like, and seeking them out on their YouTube channels, and, you know, seeing how their process is. And, you know, like, I have this metaphor for, like, I think it's like a good poem somebody told me, that you could take it apart like a nice piece of jewelry. And so the same is with comics. You know, you could, a good comic, you could take apart like a nice piece of jewelry and figure out what makes it tick. And especially, you know, if you do have the benefit of, you know, having some more time, you know, during this quarantine, you know, why not dig a little deeper and figure out what makes that comic shine, that little jewel in the comic shine. So you could just be a better critical thinker and reader, if nothing else. And good luck out there during this quarantine. In any case, you know, I wish anybody luck out there and good health.
Absolutely. I second that 100%. Dave, thank you so much. This was an absolute joy. Thank you so much for being here with us.
Thank you. This was a lot of fun.
Thank you once again to my Buy Me a Coffee sponsors, Don W. and Salbomb, for their continued support of this podcast. To see how you can support this podcast, head on over to buymeacoffee.com/sfaxon, where, if you feel like you really enjoyed an episode or learned something new, you can buy me a coffee, a beer, or a book. Or, if you're a regular and you really enjoy this podcast, check out the different levels of monthly support that are available and the various perks that come with them. Thank you all again so much for your support, for listening, for following, and until next week, cheers, dears.